Daniel chapter 10 tonight. If you know anything about the book of Daniel, you know that there's 12 chapters in it. The first six are historical chapters, and the last six are prophetical chapters. And you find that Daniel is the one that tells us over here. If you come over here, you'll find in Daniel chapter 12, and in the very first verse, he says that at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, talking about Israel, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be written in the book. And the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 24 calls that a time of great tribulation. I believe it is the book of Jeremiah that calls it a time of Jacob's trouble. And we know that Jacob is a reference in that to the nation of Israel, really in their backslid condition. Because you have to remember that God changed Jacob's name and that to Israel. And so Israel in their backslid condition, God is going to deal with them. But here in this chapter, in Daniel chapter 10, you'll find that Daniel has seen a vision, and he is wanting an answer, basically, unto his vision. He wanted to know what it meant and what it was about. He was basically, if you let me put it this way, seeking understanding. And that's simply what I want to preach on tonight, is seeking understanding. Look in Daniel chapter 10. Look in verse 12 while we stand to our feet tonight. I forgot to get you to stand to your feet and act in reverence of reading God's word tonight. But look here in Daniel 10 and verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. You can be seated tonight. Heavenly Father, help us now while we preach. I pray you touch hearts, open not only eyes and ears and that to your word tonight, but Lord, that you'd open hearts and that to the understanding of it tonight. And Lord, I pray while we might preach that you'd touch us and anoint us afresh. Believe this will be the message for the hour tonight. And Lord, I do pray for help tonight. I pray the songs that we've sung have brought glory and honor to your name. And Lord, we do thank you for saving us. Save somebody that might be lost tonight in this congregation. We'll give the glory for it. Help us now for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. As Daniel had seen that vision in the first part of the chapter, and the Bible tells us over there that he had been fasting and that for about 3 weeks. The Bible said that in verse 2, in those days Daniel was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, and neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And what he was looking for and what Daniel wanted was some understanding of what he's seen and what God had revealed and that unto him. And let me say that there are times in our life that we're really no different than Daniel. Not that he's going to reveal some kind of vision for the end time to us, because by the way, he's already gave us a completed book and a completed word. He don't need to tell us any more than what he's already told us. But there does come times in our life that we need some understanding. The Bible said right here that in the text verse of verse 12, he said, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand. Now, to understand simply means, and that to comprehend something, to know or to have knowledge. Let me just cut to the chase here real quick. There are times in our life that we're going to need direction and that we're going to need understanding of how to handle a situation or what to do at a certain time. Now let me say, number one, first of all, I believe that we can learn from Daniel what to do. First of all, number one, I believe we need to pray and that for understanding. I believe that we need to pray for understanding. We pray, the Bible said here, he said he set his heart, and he said right here, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now what great, and I'm getting ahead of myself right here, but wonder what power that Daniel had with the God of heaven, that God showed up because of Daniel's words. He said, Lord, I need some help. I need some direction. I need to understand. Hey, can I tell you tonight that the Lord's plan for your life and for mine is not always plain, but He'll always let us know what it is. Let me say tonight that in the grand scheme of things, I think God has a plan for your life. I've been on that here lately. It seems like I've just been wearing it out about what God wants you to do and know where God wants you to be. And I thank the Lord. One fellow said, you just keep doing what you're doing till God tells you to do something different. And I believe that's true tonight. I believe a lot of times folk gets way ahead of God, or they get outside of God's will. They want to go do something else. They get discouraged where they're at, or they get tired, or they don't see fruit, or they just simply want to be somewhere else, and they get outside of God's will. And right here, Daniel is praying for understanding. And so I believe that would be a good thing for us to do. Paul put it like this in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9 to the church at Colossae. He said, for this cause we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Paul said, I want you to have some spiritual understanding. He said, I want you to have some spiritual wisdom in your life. Now, I think you need to know the will of God for your life. The grand scheme, the big picture that He has. And like I said, I don't believe God's a Calvinist by no means, nor a hyper-Calvinist, but I do believe that God's got a plan for you. I believe God's got a plan for me. And I believe that, listen, I'm not talking about that plan of where He just wants us to serve Him, and He does, by the way. He does want you to serve Him. He does want you to witness. He does want you to be a light into this world. But I do believe God's got a plan for you. And, like I say, it may not be on the other side of the world. It might be right here. A lot of people, they get so tore up. I say, well, God might want me to do something. He might. You reckon? I guarantee you God wants you to do something to serve Him. But it may not be around the world. It may not be in another state. It may be in your hometown. I just don't see God taking a lot of people out of their hometown. Now, listen, you can throw this out. This is old Mark's way of thinking right here, okay? Hey, listen, Athens, Tennessee is needing just as many missionaries as just about anywhere else is. I mean, we've become a wicked nation, a wicked place. There's so much vileness going on even around here. Listen, that we need to let our light shine, friend, I'm telling you. People's been churched to death and got some kind of experience that everybody thinks they're going to heaven. Paul asked that question that I preached on not too long ago. Lord, what would you have me to do? Out of Acts 9. How many of you have looked up to heaven to do that? But looking at His will in a certain situation. You know, when you come to the fork in the road, Lord, which side do I go on? There is a decision right here, Lord, and I've got to make this decision, and one's going to be better than the other. One's going to be right. You know, I won't say that both of them would be wrong, but I would say this, that God knows which side you need to take. I'll guarantee you one would probably be easier than the other sometimes. You find that if we would spend a little time in prayer like Daniel did, you'll find that I believe that we can gain some understanding. When we come to that fork in the road, maybe with job situations or family situations or, sickness that slips up on us that requires decisions to be made. It's just decision after decision. There's even times that I worry about which direction to go when I go home. You say, "Preacher, are you that crazy?" Some days I am. Whereas you never know, there might be somebody stranded on the side of the road, and God's got you coming by just in time. You see what I'm saying? You say, "Do you always pray about which way you go home?" No, it don't always enter my mind. I just get on the road and go home. But you know that when those days do come that I wonder about which way should I go home, it does make me wonder about that stuff. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that way, and you can just write me off as being crazy, and that's fine. But listen, I do think that we need to take some things serious in trying to find understanding. Don't just assume that this is what God would want you to do, the direction in your life. Say, "Well, this seems like the right way. I believe, I hope this is the right way. I want you to spend some time in prayer about it and find out if it's the right way or not." Daniel did. Daniel spent time in prayer and he began to seek God. And let me say tonight, as we seek God, that friend, it's going to be in the Word of God that we're going to find our help. I think a lot of times people want to pray and then all of a sudden have a light shine from heaven and just give you peace about the situation. I know that God can. I know that He does that. But friend, a lot of times He does it that way simply because you've already read your Bible and studied your Bible. You know, there's just some things I don't have to pray about. Why? I know what the book says. There's just some things I don't have to pray about. I already know. I already know the answer to it. God's already gave us the answer in His book, you know. It's like that time in, there was three of us working on a job. And let me say it like this. There was some stuff getting sold that probably shouldn't have been getting sold. Can I say it like that? And I think I've told y'all this story before. And the fellow that was doing all the selling brought me a wad of money one day about that big around. And he said, "This is your part." And I said, "No, it ain't. I don't want nothing to do with it." Now, I didn't have to pray about that. I didn't have to think about it. All you got to do is go read Proverbs chapter 1. It'll tell you all about that kind of money right there. It'll tell you about all them people right there. Hey, you don't need to be running with them people. I mean, I'm just using that as an example. But we've got to read the book. If you need understanding and that for your life, you pray and you seek God and then you read His Word. Psalms chapter 119, 104 said, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way." And then he said in the very next verse, he said, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You pray, I pray, and then we read. We read, and then we pray. I would say this, that if you are not going to read your Bible to seek direction, then I don't know if I'd bother to pray about it. I remember a fellow told me one time we were talking about the end time. I was talking about premillennial doctrine versus amillennial doctrine. There's three different types of endings, you know. There's premillennial, amillennial, postmillennial. Premillennial, that's what we believe. We believe Jesus is going to come rapture the church out. We're pre-tribulation. We call it premillennial. In other words, He'll come and get us before the millennial reign, but He's going to come and get the church before the tribulation period. And actually, there's all kinds of stuff in the middle of that. Some are mid-tribbers, you know, that will get in the middle of the tribulation and then He'll rapture the church out and all that mess. But listen, I really believe that He's going to get us out of here before the tribulation sets in. But then you have amillennial belief. And that just means that the Lord comes back, that's the end of it. He judges the sheep and the goats over there, which has nothing to do with us. Has everything to do with the judgment of the nations in Matthew chapter 25. About how those treated Israel through the tribulation period. That's all that's about, the sheep and the goats. And then you have post-millennial doctrine that says, that we're going to usher in the millennial reign. We'll be here through it all. And we're going to usher in the kingdom. It'll get better. It ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And so we were not arguing, but we were heavily discussing some things. And he said, I prayed about that for 2 or 3 weeks. And God never revealed anything to me. He never opened his Bible. God can't reveal anything to you until you open your Bible. And he's not going to help you. Psalms 119 verse 125 said, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. God's word. Psalms 119 169. He said, let my cry come near before thee. Listen, he's praying. He said, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. He said, I'm going to pray, but open your book to me. I need some scripture, Lord, to give me direction. And he'll do it. Need understanding. We place our faith in him. What was it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So he prays and seeks God. We should pray and seek God through his word. He gave us a completed revelation for us to know him and for us to understand him. I had some Jehovah's Witnesses come by the house yesterday morning. What are you talking about fun? I told my wife, I'm still not all ready together to hammer on them. I still got to study them out again. But what they wanted to talk about was God's word gives you good direction in your life. I said, it sure does. And they were reading out of some other kind of verse. And I was having fun. I realized because I was correcting them. They got over in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Started talking about the righteous man and all that. And she read it to me in verse 2. And I just read it to her what the King James Bible said. In his law doth he meditate day and night, talking about the righteous man and the man that loves God and the woman that loves God. I will love this book. But as I began to talk to them about the Lord, boy, they got talk to them about Jesus. You start to talk to them about Jesus, that's a whole different ballgame, you see. Now they'll talk about Jehovah God over in the old. She said, would you agree with me that Jehovah is God's name? I said, I sure would, and I'd agree to you that Jesus is God's son's name. I had to get that in there, man. I had to. I mean, see, they don't believe that, you know. And I said, without knowing Jesus Christ in your heart, you cannot go to heaven. And they were about done at that point. We were very cordial with each other. My wife said that was a good Jehovah's Witness. After she found out she was a Baptist preacher, she still stayed and talked to you. I said, she did. I don't know how we got off on that right there. But they wanted to talk about God's Word. But listen, you've got to not only read it and study it, but you've got to pray and seek him. And that to gain understanding for direction in your life. He wanted understanding. Have you ever just needed, maybe you need understanding now. Lord, I need some direction. I need some understanding of what to do, how to do it. I have to pray for understanding all the time to know what to preach, how to preach, when to preach. Just to get what the Lord wants. But this was very important to Daniel to gain this understanding. You know, there are times that something is going to be very important for you to have understanding on. It's going to be very, how can I say this? It's going to be very crucial. It's going to be very, it's going to weigh on you. The Bible said right here that Daniel done what? He said, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3-4 weeks. So Daniel come to the place where he not only prayed for understanding, but he prepared himself to get this understanding. And what I mean by prepared himself, the Bible said over here, the Lord did, he said in verse 12, he said, thou didst set thyself or set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God. So how did he chasten himself? The word chasten means to afflict. It means to punish, but in this case it literally means to afflict. And he was afflicting himself. He was chastening him, his own self, his own flesh, that he might gain understanding. And the Bible said right here in verse 3, he said, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. So he fasted. This desire to have understanding was very important to Daniel, that for 3 weeks he was fasting. I can say this in all honesty. I don't think I've ever been in a place to where I wanted understanding that bad where I'd fast for 3 weeks. Not to say that we shouldn't do that, or not to say that there ain't times it should come that we should have a desire to do that. But imagine how disciplined Daniel was to want that understanding. He went around for 3 weeks, and no doubt he wept and cried. The Bible said he mourned. He didn't eat. He just in that just poured his heart out and that to God for 3 weeks. I'll never forget, I was listening to David Epps preach one time, and if you know Brother David, you knew that he had hepatitis, and that from his old life. And thanks be unto God, you know, they have created a cure. God has given a cure for hepatitis. And his insurance was not going to pay for it. And the way he put it, he said, my wife got to crying around there talking to God. And that's the way he said it, got to crying around. And he said, you know, they paid for my medicine. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. When we really get heartbroken, you know, the Bible said right here that he set his heart to understand. And so when we set our heart and we get our flesh and that in a place to where we're truly and that seeking for understanding and want to know, and we're heartbroken, and listen, and we're willing to fast and give up our food and that to seek understanding, and we're willing to read our Bible and seek God and pray and say, Lord, I need some help right here. Would you please send me some? He's just liable to send you some. Look in Acts chapter 13 tonight. We say, Lord, I need some help right here. And then we go on about our business and about our life sometimes. I don't know if you're that way. I'm that way. And I think sometimes that's okay. But sometimes it's not. In Acts chapter 13, Paul said this, or Luke wrote this about Paul. He said, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, and one that is called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now, what did they do? What was the very first thing right here in verse 2? It said they ministered to the Lord and fasted. So they were seeking the Lord. They were seeking the Lord for a direction. They were trying to figure out the work. They were trying to know what God wanted out of their life and wanted understanding of what to do. And you know what they did? They fasted. Now, I don't know if you're there tonight or not. But I know that there comes a time that we got to fast. You say, that's Old Testament doctrine. No, that's New Testament doctrine also. I mean, go read Matthew chapter 6 over there. He talks about fasting. He says, when you fast, you know, anoint yourself. Don't let people know that you're fasting. Don't do it so that they'll know what you're doing. I remember my pastor used to say this. He said, men, he said, if you're fasting, he said, you don't even have to tell your wife. He said, she'll figure it out. He said, when you don't come in there to the dinner table and sit down, he said, she'll figure it out. I thought that's pretty good. I'll tell you what, if it's important enough for us to weep and cry over, I believe it's probably important enough for us to fast over. He mourned and he ate no pleasant bread. He really wanted that understanding. I believe it captivated his mind day in and day out. I believe what time he slept, when he woke up, it was on his mind. And so he fasted for it. Sometimes for us to get the understanding that we need, we not only pray, but we're going to have to fast to gain understanding. That is not popular, and trust me, you're looking at a preacher who hates to fast. You know, I have to talk myself into fasting. I have to prepare myself to fast. I don't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to fast about this situation. You're looking at somebody that loves to eat. I mean, I love to eat. I mean, I not only need to eat to survive, but I love to eat. And so when old Mark's going to fast, you can really believe that it's something important to him. And I think most of y'all are the same way. It takes food, you know, and I'm not preaching on fasting tonight, but it takes food for your body to go. Do you know that? Your body loves food. It does. Loves to eat. So he made preparation. He prepared himself to get the understanding. Number three, he had the power to get the understanding. I talked about this a few minutes ago. The one that come to him right here, by the way, if you go back and you look at the one that come to him and gave him that understanding, you'll find that it is a great, there is a probability it is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you go over and you look at how this one that come to him, or who he heard that voice from. You go back and you look at the one that talked to him to start with. Talks about how that is, he lifted up his eyes. In verse 5, look, behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded in the fine gold of Euphaz. His body was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Go to the book of the Revelation and see how the Lord Jesus was pictured over there. But he had power to get understanding. What I mean for that is when he said right here, he said, and to chasten thyself before thy God, and thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Daniel, I heard your words. I heard you pray. As we look this morning and we've seen that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, our prayer is not going to be good if we're not faithful. Our prayer is not going to be good if we're not free from unconfessed sin. Our prayer is not going to be good if there's pride in our life. It's just not going to be good. Why would God, you know, it is grace that God gives to the humble, by the way. But you know what I learned right here is Daniel had power to get an understanding with God. I mean, if you go look at Daniel's life, Daniel was faithful from the very beginning. Probably 18, 19 years old when he was carried off down in the land of Babylon, made a eunuch down there. Him and Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was carried off down there. And in the midst of it, Daniel remained faithful the whole time. He even stood before King Belshazzar over there and told him, thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting, and said, you're going to lose your kingdom tonight. And I mean, just stood there and told him the truth. Didn't matter. He could have killed him, but it didn't matter. Daniel's going to be faithful. When they had signed the decree over there and wasn't going to King Darius and wasn't going to let him pray and that to anybody else, the Bible said, except the king. And the Bible said that he'd done, as he'd done often times before, that he'd opened his windows toward Jerusalem and prayed three times a day. Daniel was going to be faithful. So Daniel had the power with that with God to get his understanding. But notice right here, it still took time to get it. Now the Lord tells us why he was fighting and that with the kingdom, with the prince of the kingdom of Persia. said withstood me 1 in 20 days. Below Michael, one of the chief princes came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. He said, Daniel, I set out to come, but I got held up in battle. Now, I don't understand everything in the spiritual realm, and I'm not even going to teach on that tonight or preach on that. But notice it still took time for Daniel to get his answer. But for 3 weeks, Daniel never gave up. He wanted his understanding. And I'm going to tell you, I'm afraid that me and you, or at least I do sometimes, I won't say you, but I do this. I give up a day early sometimes. How many of us have been guilty of that? Just give up too early. And if we just kept praying, we'd have got our understanding that the Lord wanted us to have. Sometimes it is just as easy as bowing your head and saying, Lord, I need some understanding. I need some direction right here. And He gives understanding. I need to know what to do, Lord. And we get what we need. But there are other times, and do not ask me why one time is different than the other, because I do not know. But sometimes we've got to mourn over that thing and fast over that thing and say, Lord, I just need some direction right here. And I sure do pray that You'll give me some direction in what to do. If you'll fast and seek God and pray, I know one thing. He'll eventually give you direction. If you'll just keep fasting, seeking Him, reading your Bible, He'll give direction. Let's bow our heads tonight, church. I don't know if you're needing direction tonight. I don't know if what you're needing to understand. Brother Jeff, you'll give us a little music tonight. I just felt like it's what God would have us to preach tonight for the hour. He said, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Tonight I can tell you, if you need understanding, He can give it to you. He can help you. He can give you direction in your life. He can give you direction. How about, do you need to come and pray? You need to come and seek Him tonight. Folks coming to pray, how about you? Do you need to come? Find some understanding of some things in your life. I know God can help you tonight.